and 90.3 WJTL. I am they. Crown Him, Matt Redman, Gracefully Broken. Before that, in 10th Avenue North, Secrets. Good morning to you, Annie and Fred, with you. Happy Winning Wednesday. It's 7:05.
Hey, good morning, friends. Monday through Thursday nights from 8 to 10, you get to help program the music on WJTL. You can text, email, Facebook, or call in your requests Mondays through Thursdays between 8 and 10 p.m. for our WJTL request show. It's sponsored by Refreshing Mountain Retreat and Adventure Center.
This morning, our very special guests, Dave and Josh from Christian Endeavor, are with us, and Matt is Facebook Living. For those of you who are Christian Endeavor folks, you can check that out on Facebook. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Great to have you both here. Dave Coryell is the USA Executive Director and World CE General Secretary. Dave, that sounds important. Anybody you want to say hi to this morning?
Yeah, I would love to say hi to my family as well as everybody else that is watching and listening out there.
And David Wolverton, our good friend, said hi to us
this
morning.
Yeah, David did.
Yeah,
so,
we've both
great
known
friend.
Him for a long time.
That's for sure.
And I understand that Annie actually survived your class at LBC.
She is survivor. I think a card-carrying survivor.
Well, I hope and thrived, too, not just survived. But
there you go, yeah.
Dave, tell us about Christian Endeavor. Tell us where you're at throughout the world.
Yeah. You know, Christian Endeavor is in 35 countries and people groups, and it's just really awesome. This summer, I was actually in Micronesia. It's my first time there, but I've had the opportunity to travel all over the place doing trainings, and really on five different continents, just going out to Nigeria, Northeast India, and was in Wales and Germany, and just all over the place.
Any great stories from Micronesia that you can recall, you can share?
Oh, my goodness. Well, first of all, they have this thing called Rungamau, which is the celebration of the gospel coming to their island.
Wow.
And they travel each day having like 4 hours of worship time, you know, each day as they travel around this island. And it simulates how it started with canoes, actually. They had canoes, and they would paddle around the island to do this thing. And it's absolutely wild. And they roast pigs every day and have these huge feasts. And so one day they had like 145 pigs that they roasted.
And they're celebrating the gospel coming
to their celebrating the gospel, and they do this every year. It's the closest thing I've ever come to around the world of something from the Bible, of celebrating the big festivals and having like a whole week that they just dedicate to this.
Yeah,
it's
and
incredible.
It's just awesome.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, really cool.
Great picture. Josh Good is with us. Josh is the USA Church and Coach Development Director and World CE Materials Team Leader. Good morning, Josh.
Morning.
Anybody you want to say hi to?
Yeah, absolutely. My wife, Justine, and my four little kids at home.
Awesome. And you're going to tell us what Christian Endeavor is and what you guys do.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's all about treating students and young adults less like hippos and more like honeybees.
Ah, now Dave's shirt makes more sense. So explain that.
Yeah, so hippos are consumers. They eat 110 pounds of vegetation every day. I mean, they're just eating machines. And that's a lot of times how we look at discipleship when it comes to students. If we can just get students to sit and consume information, we think we've discipled them. Mm. But in reality, that's not how faith becomes real. That's not how faith becomes deep. Rather, we need to treat students like creators. You know, honeybees in the process of producing honey, they're just amazing. And if we can get students to own their faith, that's when it becomes real.
Now Dave's shirt makes sense. And that's a great explanation of sharing the gospel and discipleship, too, I think. Mm. Pretty awesome. If folks want more information about Christian Endeavor, can they visit you online?
Yeah, absolutely. www.ceworks.faith is our website, and lots of information to be found there.
Very cool. Coming up, we'll talk more with Dave and Josh, so we invite you to stick around. We've got music on the way, too. Corin Hawthorne, Love and the Outcome. All